USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Congressman Elijah Cummings of Maryland has passed away. The former Maryland Lieutenant Governor Michael Steele, who also chaired the GOP National Committee, says the Baltimore representative was dedicated to helping people.
He cared so deeply about not just the city of Baltimore, but the state of Maryland and the country of the United States. And he brought that passion every day in the Congress.
Cummings staffers say he had been suffering from long-standing health challenges. Congressman Elijah Cummings was 68. Vice President Mike Pence and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo are now in Turkey, pushing for a ceasefire in northern Syria, set to meet with the Turkish president. Although the Turkish president, who sent in military forces last week after President Trump pulled U.S. troops out of the region, says he will not agree to a ceasefire. This is USA Radio News.
I'm at the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C. with Dr. Barbara Natterson Horowitz, evolutionary biologist and physician.
There's a form of fainting that happens when people get stressed because the excitement triggers a slowing of the heart. Why this happened didn't make sense. The heart shouldn't slow down. The heart should speed up when there's fear. But what I've learned by working with veterinarians and learning about how animal hearts work is that young animals, when they are scared, sometimes their heart rates get very, very low, and that causes them to be very still. And when wild animals become very still, it often makes them safer from predators. One possible hypothesis is that slowing of the heart rate in response to fear in our species is actually an evolutionary echo from our vertebrate ancestors, for whom the slowing of the heart was life-saving.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The U.S. ambassador to the European Union says President Trump instructed him to run Ukraine policy through Trump's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani. In an opening statement to House investigators, Gordon Sondland said he was disappointed but did comply with the president's order. He's being deposed behind closed doors now in the House impeachment inquiry. Megyn Kelly is calling for an independent investigation into how NBC handled sexual misconduct allegations aimed at former Today Show host Matt Lauer. On Fox's Tucker Carlson Tonight, Kelly said there were needs to have an independent look into whether NBC executives put dollars ahead of decency. The Lauer allegations are back in the spotlight thanks to a new book from Ronan Farrow. The Labor Department says first-time unemployment claims last week were around 214,000. That's up more than 4,000 than the previous week. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A storm forming in the Gulf of Mexico could threaten the U.S. Gulf Coast, as the National Hurricane Center says there is a 60% chance that the system will turn into a tropical cyclone over the next few days. The Hurricane Center says the Gulf Coast can expect gusty winds, rough surf, and rain later this week and into the weekend. The fate of the Hollywood Ripper is now up to an L.A. jury. Michael Gargiulo was convicted of murdering two women and trying to kill a third, and the jury is now deliberating whether to give him the death penalty or life in prison. The 43-year-old attacking women who lived near him in various parts of Los Angeles County between 2001 and 2008. He's also wanted on charges. He killed a neighbor near Chicago back in 1993. And a Utah trooper is being called a hero after pulling an unconscious man out of a vehicle just seconds before it was struck by a train. A dramatic dash cam video showing the trooper, Ruben Carrera, running to the vehicle that was parked on the railroad tracks north of Salt Lake City, desperately trying to get the man out in time. Another trooper can be heard yelling that the train is coming, Correa pulling the man out just in the nick of time, the oncoming train then smashing the vehicle, sending it flying some 30 feet. The driver of the vehicle and the trooper were both uninjured. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.